Good morning. The time is 8:16. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, and it's time for our live local interview. I have with me in the studio today Mr. Ben White. Ben is the principal at Blatchley Middle School here in Sitka. Good morning, Ben.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you so much for coming in. So, Ben, you're here today to talk about truancy and just how missing just a couple of school days a month for your students can be a major setback. So how did you arrive on this topic and want to kind of share that with us today?
Yeah, thanks. So about a month ago, the staff at Blatchley Middle School, where we're always trying to make things better as far as what we do, the systems we have in place to increase the quality of the student experience, we kind of had a brainstorming session and said, what is our number one issue? If there was one issue we could fix that we feel would have a positive impact across the school day, across the student's experience, what would it be? We broke out into little groups, had a few minutes discussion. When all the groups came back, every single group said, it's attendance. Our number one issue that we need to address is increasing our attendance. And I have some statistics and some data that we can get into. But you had commented that, you know, missing just a couple days a month can really have an impact on students. And that's true nationally and state. The state of Alaska defines chronic absenteeism, which is what they consider kind of the most severe kind of absenteeism. Chronic absenteeism is missing 10% of the school year, which that sounds like a lot. But when you actually stop and do the math, that's we have 166 student contact days in Sitka School District this year. So 10% of that would be 16.6, so 16 or 17 days total.
You spread that across eight months or so, right?
And right.
That's a couple days a month.
That's a couple days a month, which in the moment doesn't seem like a big deal. Mm-hmm. You know, you miss a Monday here and 18 days later, you miss a Tuesday.
Right.
But by the end of that, school year, you would have missed 10% or more if you just missed 2 days a week.
And again, that's defined as a chronic attendance issue.
Because all the data, and I encourage any listeners who are interested, just research this. If a student falls into that chronically absent category, regardless of where they are in what state, their school performance is negatively impacted a lot. And by sixth grade, if they have been chronically absent, it's the leading indicator of them dropping out of high school. Hmm. Just that 10%. Anecdotally, when I talk to students about their attendance, the students who miss multiple days in a row or have high rates of absenteeism report that when they miss school, they're a little, anxious would be the word, to return. Socially, they're not exactly sure what's happened. Academically, they're not exactly sure what happened. So then they have this anxiety, which actually makes them less inclined to want to come to school, which also increases their anxiety about returning to school. So it kind of becomes a vicious cycle. They report feeling out of the loop, feeling pressured to catch up, feeling like they don't know what's going on. And that's a very real thing. And once students are in that pattern, I have seen it multiple times where missing a certain amount of school leads to that anxiety, which leads to them missing more school, which leads to greater anxiety, which, you know, it's the cycle.
So, Ben, you're the principal at Blatchley, but this is not an issue that affects only Blatchley here in Sitka.
That's right. This is an issue nationally, but it's also across the board at schools. I don't know our local schools. I don't have the statistics from each school. I do have the statistics from Blatchley that I'd like to share.
I'd like to hear that, you know, compared to, we talked about 10%.
Yeah.
Is chronic attendance issue.
Yeah.
How does that fit in? How do our students at Blatchley anyway fit into that picture?
So for many of the parents and families who have students at Blatchley, they get pretty weekly emails and remind messages from me. Lately, we've been doing kind of a barrage about attendance, so this may be redundant for some of the listeners. But I'll take you back to 2020-2021 school year. This was the school year when COVID was in full effect. We were in cohorts. We had a certain contingent of students doing remote learning. Everybody was wearing masks. The teachers moved to the students. The students stayed in one classroom instead of the student body. That was to mitigate the germ spread. So back in 2021, chronically absent students were 3% of our student body, and that was missing between 17 and up to 29 days of school.
So 3%.
Yeah. So that is 10 to 17% of the school year, 17 to 29 school days. That was 7 students. 3% of our student body at that time was 7 students.
Okay.
Severely chronically absent students was 2% of our student body, and that was missing between 37 and 40 days of school. This represents 22 to 24% of the school year, and that was four students. So in 2020, 2021, we had 11 students that were either absent a lot or absent, frankly, a very, very significant amount. Going forward here, the 21-22 school year, which was last school year, we were back to seven periods a day. No cohort. Student body was moving from class to class per typical. We had masks, required masking until I think like December. I'm just throwing those facts out there to trigger people's memory of when that was.
Just put it in a little context.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So during that school year last year, 30% of our students were chronically absent. That's 16 to 32 school days. So we jumped from three, a multiplying factor of 10 to 30%.
After school, quote, resumed.
Yes.
Went back to normal.
Yeah, when school went back to normal, we had a pretty high rate of chronic absenteeism. Now, we were still encouraging students to stay home if they had a sniffle or any COVID-like symptoms. Mm-hmm. That was 16 to 32 days of school, or 73 students missed 10 to 19% of school. Severely chronically absent was at 4%. It doubled from 2% the previous year. That was between 31 and 39 days of school missed and represented about 23% of the school year, and that was 10 students. So we went from, in 2021, 11 students to 83 students in 21-22.
Wow.
So that's a big increase. Now, here is this year's data as of the 17th of February, when I sent this email. I'm reading off an email that I'd sent to families.
Sure, about a little over halfway through the school year.
Yeah, a little over halfway through the school year. Yep. Chronically absent student, 33% of our student body has missed between 16 and 21 days of school so far this year. So that's 33% of our student body that's already chronically absent, and we still, from this date forward, have about half the school year left. Yeah. This represents 10 to 13% of the school year to date, and it's 88 students. Severely chronically absent students was 11% of our student body, and they missed between 21 and 37 days of school, and this represents 13 to 23% of the school year. That's 29 students. So 88 and 29, that's 44% of our student body that is chronically or severely chronically absent, or 117 students of our 270 students.
So given those statistics and that rise in absenteeism, it's clear why your staff identified this as your number one problem right now. So what are some things that Blatchley is embarking on trying to improve the situation?
Sure, that's a good question. So there's several things we do, and I'll just again read off the email. And I very much so want all the listeners to know that we at Blatchley are not pointing the fingers. We're not trying to be accusatory. We want to help families get their students to school. We want to build those bridges. We really, really, really want to see our students each and every day. And anything we could do to help get any given student there, we're willing to try it. And we do try it. But here are some things that we do that it's just standard across the board. We call home each day to any and all students who are absent unexcused, which means if a student doesn't show up, we don't get a call from their family. We call them. That's a lot of phone calls each day. Barb Webb, one of our front office assistants, does a great job of personally reaching out and making contact. So that alone is a big deal. Most schools don't have a person calling home personally to ensure the safety and the whereabouts of students. We do that every day, as do many of our schools in Sitka. We send home attendance letters three times a year. These letters go home to families of students who have missed significant amounts of school, typically the chronically absent or above. We offer free breakfast each morning to all students. And for those of you who wonder, the breakfasts are very legitimate. Shazak, our lunch guy, does just a fantastic job. When I wrote this email, the breakfast was sausage, egg and cheese, muffins, tater tots, pancake bites, milk, fruit, and juice. So it's better than what I have for breakfast. Students who arrive late can still eat breakfast either in their classroom or in the upstairs commons. We offer open gym in the mornings for any students who want to go in there and shoot around. We offer open commons in the morning for students who just want to sit and talk or play games with their friends. We greet each student each morning by name when they enter school. We offer in-school during the school day tutoring for students who have missed significant amounts of school. And we assist with alternative transportation when students miss the bus. We fully realize that students will miss school for legitimate reasons. We realize they'll miss the bus for legitimate reasons. But when you're looking at 44% of your student body being chronically or severely chronically absent, that presents an obstacle that, frankly, we can't ensure a quality education for any of those students in those categories. for example, the in-school tutoring that we offer during the day, that's great. We have Mrs. Cal Rooney, our AmeriCorps, who does just a phenomenal job. But any students who are seeing her in the day to get caught up on missed work are obviously missing class to get caught up on classwork. So that's not really a fantastic solution, because as they're getting caught up, they're also not in given classes where there is additional work happening.
So we are out of time already.
Okay.
We could clearly talk about this for a long time, but you've identified an issue. I'm looking at you as the principal, but it's your staff that have identified this issue of absenteeism in the school or truancy. And there are a number of things to mitigate that. How can people reach out to you if they have ideas, if they have questions about this issue, or in fact, any issue regarding your school?
Right, and I am open to all these ideas, questions, whatever, or if you need help from the school, please, please, please reach out. The main office number is 907-747-8672. My cell number is 907-738-0956. My direct line is 907-966-6303. And my email is whiteb@sitkaschools.org. Use any of those to reach out. We will get back to you. If we don't answer, please leave a message. This is a priority for us, and we really, really, really do want to improve our student attendance. It's critical for their success as students. Before we sign off, I want to give a heartfelt shout out to all of the teachers at Blatchley Middle School. They are a phenomenal staff. We just got done with our week of Discover Your Potential. And man, you talk about a staff that just is flexible and willing to go with the flow and do whatever is the best for students. I'm so lucky to be a part of that staff. That's not lost on me. They do an outstanding job.
Well, thank you, Ben, for joining us today. We've been speaking with Ben White. He's the principal at Blatchley Middle School. We'll have this interview posted on our website later in the day if you want to listen to that again, or you can share that perhaps with your students' families. So thank you so much for joining me, and have a great day.
Thank you very much.